another one from Matthew West. Now, I don't want to go through the motions. I don't want to just play Christianity. I want it to be real. And while we were off the air, Roger, we were talking about that. And you know, just the work that God has done in your life. You know, it seems like so many of us here in this country have it so easy. It's so easy to go sit on our padded pews and to play church. And, you know, it's all okay. But when you see real needs, when you come face to face with the depravity of man and mm-hmm. with the needs that are out there, it changes your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And like you said, you know, I can't tell you how many, even though I taught adult Bible fellowship and I went to every kind of study you could, and we have so many tools over here, and it's great. You can fill your mind with all kinds of Christian things, but honestly, when it says that the whole reason you're supposed to do that is so that you can do the works that were prepared beforehand that you might walk in, how many of us are walking in them? Now, you can. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go where I am to walk in them. But I didn't seem to. And honestly, for the first time in my life, being over there, I feel like I'm not going through the motions. I'm storing up treasures. I'm impacting people's lives for eternity. And kind of like what I told you a second ago, it's like, what a humbling thing to look in the mirror and see that broken man who's made so many mistakes. You know, I tried to teach my kids about Christianity for years, and I modeled it poorly. One of the coolest statements I had made while I was over there is my daughter wrote me, and she goes, "Dad, you're my hero." Mm. And I'm going, "No, I'm not. I'm just a broken guy doing what God said to do." And, you know, it doesn't take great power to do that. It doesn't take great faith to do that. It just takes being available. And when you get over in a country like this and you see the joy in their faces and you look back and you go, where are these smiles in America when you have so much prosperity? You can be an entitlement mentality where you're sitting waiting. If you don't want to go do your work, you want God, you want the government to take the money away from somebody else and give it to you. But there's so many ways, I don't have a good enough job, or I don't make enough of this, or I don't have enough toys, or my cell phone's broke and I don't have this. You know, over there, they go, where's my next meal? You watch little ladies walk down the street. And there's no way they should be carrying that kind of weight. And they have a flattened out stick on their shoulder with two baskets in the front and two in the back. And every morning they go over and load that up at the morning market and put in fresh vegetables and fresh fruit. And they go around store to store, walking down the street. They learn how to bounce while they walk. It's kind of mm-hmm. neat to watch them because they bounce their knees and they bounce their backs, or I think they would break them both. But you know what? They do it. And yet if you go up and engage those people and smile, they just burst out and smile back to you. They don't sit there. And the little that I can speak loud, I don't hear anybody complaining. Mm-hmm. I don't hear anybody griping. They're just excited. Now, they look at me and they go, why are you here? Why would you not be in America where you have everything? Honestly, I don't know that I had anything until I have what now I have over there. Because helping those people and loving on those people and seeing how much they don't have, but it's not their fault. They didn't choose to be born there. Mm-hmm. I didn't choose to be born here, but I was. And they didn't choose to be born there. But because of what God's given me, through being an American, through having knowledge, through understanding, I can actually impact these people's lives. And it's an amazing thing of what you can do with whatever little you have. You may not think it's worth much, but you can. And the cultural things, like I said, that's hard because on one side it's hard because you see people sell people. And those that sell people for wrong reasons, that's a terrible thing. Sometimes you see people sell because they so want them to have a better life and they think that'll do it. But on the other side, You see whole families live in the same house together because nobody is going to let their parents suffer. Mm. Your life is about your family first. Mm-hmm. And everybody shares. And even though nobody makes very much money, they pull it all together. And anybody would do anything for almost anybody over there. I mean, they're the most giving people. I went to one house one day, and I think I might have told you about it. And I felt really bad because these are really good friends of mine. And they asked me to come over, but they primarily asked me to come over not so much for dinner, but because they wanted me to rent a house a couple houses away because they wanted me to live by them because we're very close friends. But when I went there, they set out what for them was a very nice meal. They set out some sticky rice and some different meats and some stuff like that. And then they put a bowl of some sliced fruit in front of one of them and a little bit of rice in front of the other one. And I'm going, no, you guys have to help me eat. And they go, no, that's for you. And I realized that was all they had. And they gave me all they had. And I couldn't eat much of it. And so I know they ate, thankfully they ate it when I left, but that's what people do. And they'll give you all they have, even when they have very little. And over here, people hoard and people can't hardly cut loose of anything. And they worry about what they don't have. Those people worry more about what you don't have.
Mm. You know, we talked at the beginning about, none of us can do everything. None of us can meet every need that's out there. But I truly believe that God is calling each of us to do something, to show his love, to be that light in the darkness, to be salt in the world. Encourage that person who may be struggling right now. Maybe God is speaking to their hearts and they're not sure, well, is that really God? That couldn't be God. That doesn't make sense or any of that, okay? Speak to that person.
Well, first and foremost, whatever you do, don't try to use logic when you think about God, because if it doesn't make sense, that's probably okay, because most of what God does says, you know, seek me first, and then I'll give you everything that you think you're supposed to seek. And so many things that when you think about God, you go, that doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense that he sent his son to die for us. But when he did, he doesn't say, now you owe me. But you know, it should have changed us. And you better kind of feel a little wondering if it didn't. And usually it's that little twinge that you're talking about. And it's like you look at somebody and you go, I'd help them, but that's going to kind of, that's out of my comfort zone. Well, God cares a lot more about your character than he does about your comfort. And I'll tell you what, I've never done anything as uncomfortable as leaving everything that meant everything to me in this country and going somewhere I had no idea what it was going to be. And now I'm going to go back, and I don't know if I'll ever move back to this country. I mean, I'll come back and visit, but I don't know that I ever get to come back here. And that's hard. Mm-hmm. But think about if your neighbor has something little. You see him or her doing something. Could you help them? Could you loan them something you have in the garage? Do you see somebody at the store? And you see them counting the change to make sure they've got enough money to pay for that stuff they've got on the counter. And you look at them and you're going, they're trying. Could you help that person? Could you bless that one? Because what's funny is if you start, that's all God needs. He says, if you'll have faith like a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. You know what? If you have love like a mustard seed, God will multiply it. He will grow it. And please, whatever, if you're listening to this, whatever, don't think you've got to go to Southeast Asia, that you've got to give up everything you own and be like me to be where God wants you. That's what he called me to. It's not what he called you to. He called you to help somebody around you. He called you to love on that person right next to you or that one that you see down the street. He just wants you to be a light. And when you see somebody and they come up and they treat you wrong, They yell at you. They cut you off. They do something. They act like they shouldn't. Don't go, what a jerk. Go, I wonder how they got that way. I wonder what's been bad in their life that made them that kind of person. Instead of judging how they are, try to think about who they are and how they got there and what you could do to bring just a little bit of light into that darkness. And if they're acting pretty rotten, you know, salt was given to purify. And God said, I gave that to you. And I gave you the light. They don't have it. You do. They're not supposed to be acting different. You are. So it doesn't take that much, darling. It doesn't mean go around the other side of the world. It doesn't mean even need to go to another town. God says, would you bloom right where I planted you? Would you touch people around you? And guess what? Don't be surprised if you start doing that. Maybe he does move you into a situation like mine, because it can happen. When you open that door, you just crack the floodgate. He'll push it on open, and his love will start to flow through you, and it won't be you. And you'll stand back, and you'll look at the end of the day, and you'll go, who the heck was that person? Because that wasn't normally me. But you'll be happy with what you saw, and the next day, let him do it again. And let him do it again, and all of a sudden, you're looking back, and you're going, I'm not that person anymore, and I like this new one.
You know, and that is the beauty of giving it all to God. You know, it's all his anyhow. We'll be back with Roger Dunn in just a few minutes.